Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Today's episode trigger warning is explicit sexual content.
And I have a Spotify comment, and this one comes from Amelia. And I see you leaving those comments, girl.
Yeah, girl.
And it says, I love whatever is wrong with you girls. This podcast is my life and heart and soul and all the good stuff. Please, please, please mention me. I love you all, and I'll definitely stay horny for you rats.
Aww, girl. Thanks.
Now's your time to shine, girl.
We love you. Thank you.
And this week, we're telling Riley all about The Beast by Jenica Snow. And how many stars did you guys give it on Goodreads?
I gave it 3 stars. Very entertaining. I have no commitment to this book whatsoever, though.
Okay. That's fair. I gave it a 3-star. I listened to it at work and I was very entertained. I'll tell you that.
I also gave it a 3. I'm going to be more loosey-goosey with these entertaining books and just give them higher ratings. Because for what it was, I loved it.
All right.
Beast was feared by the village below his castle, and that was the way he liked it. He only ever went down to the village at night, and it was to hunt her. Ever since his first glimpse of Belle, he's been obsessed and very territorial of her. But she's never seen him lurking and watching. He knows that she would be scared of what she sees. He's currently in the village watching her through a bakery window, thinking about what it would be like to claim her.
I would hold her in place with my teeth at her throat as I pushed my too big cock into her and made her take every inch. She would stretch so nicely around me, cry that it hurt, that I was too large, but I would make her feel so good that she would be begging me for more. My too big cock.
When you find out how big it is, I don't understand how Belle is okay.
Yeah.
She's got that gaper. Oh, sorry.
Belle's a gaper.
The thought of taking her has him wrapping a big clawed paw around his dick.
How does he even like jerk himself then?
With his paw.
I know, but they can't like wrap their paws.
Well, he has thumbs in the movie.
That's true. It's like my least favorite Disney movie.
He has thumbs.
He watches her leave to go home to the small cottage that she shares with her dad. But he knows that she's alone because her dad is at the tavern gambling their little amount of money away. He goes to the tavern and confirms that her father is there gambling, but he has a plan. He sends one of his servants into the tavern offering her dad a large sum of money in exchange for Belle. So all of the money that he gives her dad will pay off his debts and then he'll have extra. The next day, Belle learns that she's been sold to the Beast, and she's terrified because she's only ever heard stories of what he looks like.
A beastly visage at 3 times the size of a man, and his monstrously huge body covered in fur. His eyes held an unearthly red glow, and his paw-like hands were tipped with claws. Then there were his fangs, ones that I wondered if he used to tear into flesh.
Of course, girl.
Her father tells her that it was the only option. Gaston and the creditors were going to take everything from them before killing them. He apologizes to her, but lets her know that she's to be with her new husband in 2 weeks. It's been the 2 weeks. Belle arrives at her new home with only 1 satchel of belongings, and she's terrified. She's greeted by two servants, an old woman named Madame and a wiry man named Pierre. They usher her inside and up a staircase to her room. It's beautiful and grand and something that she has only ever dreamed of having one day. And Madame lets her know that Beast picked out every single thing in her room, including her wardrobe. So it's like customized.
Oh, cute. I feel like I'd be grateful to my dad. Like, thank you. Now I don't have to die. I get to live in this mansion. Sick.
Yeah, but she has to fuck a monster because her dad sucks.
I mean, yeah, it's his fault. Yeah, yeah. Silver linings, girl. Think positive.
You're in a castle, not a hut.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you're not going to die due to your dad's debts.
Madame tells Belle to make herself comfy and be ready in her chosen dinner attire by 6:30. Later on, she's dressed and has her hair done, and she's led to an extravagant dining room. Dinner and wine are set up, and it's the fanciest stuff that she's ever seen. Because remember, she has no money because her dad sucks.
Yep, yep, yep.
Madame lets her know that the Beast will be here soon, but the help will be gone for the night per his instructions. So she will be alone her very first night with this Beast that she's never even met. In minutes, she hears thunderous footsteps approach. He walks through the door and terror is written all over her face. She is fucking scared of this guy.
Yeah. Easily 3 times the size of a human man, with shoulders terrifyingly broad and a barreled chest that blocked out everything behind him. His face, completely inhuman, he had a wide forehead, pitch black eyes, and a nose that reminded me of a primal animal. And his legs, God, they appeared to be like feline, or even the canine variety, bent oddly and tipped with massive paws. His hair was dark and fell to his shoulders, only broken up by the huge arching horns that curved back and away from his forehead. And his mouth was full and wide, his teeth sharp, and the lower ones like daggers. My heart thundered as I stared at them, which looked more like tusks than teeth. Yeah, it's a monster.
If he was going to be like your sugar daddy, do you think you'd still fuck him?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, does he look like the Beast from the movie, though? Because the Beast from the movie is kind of sexy. He's like sexier as a beast than a man.
Yeah. I remember when he was turned into a man, I was like, oh.
Yucky.
Yeah, who is this?
Change back.
This Beast kind of sounds similar to that Beast, but also not sexy.
Okay.
I just picture the Beast from the movie.
Yeah, that's good.
And then, yeah, I'm down.
All right.
He goes to his chair at one end of the table and commands her to sit. She complies and they eat dinner in awkward silence, but she's watching him because he is literally eating like a rabid animal. Like, he's like,
chill.
He notices her staring and stops eating. There's food all over him, in his hair, on his arms, his whole t-shirt, and she starts giggling, saying that she's never seen someone ravenous before. He is immediately embarrassed and stands up, leaves the room, and she can hear him now breaking things in the hallway.
Oh my god.
Okay, Chad.
Yeah, I was like, okay, Kyle.
She now feels ashamed for laughing at him. But damage is done. It's been 2 days since the dinner with Belle, and they haven't spoken, but they have eaten together both nights. But he tries to copy her table manners and etiquette now. So he's like trying to be proper.
Oh,
like when she goes to dab her mouth, he like watches her and then like takes the little napkin and dabs his mouth.
He says, yes, yes.
Very formal.
He's now watching her from his bedroom window. She's in the garden and just looking at her gives him a boner.
My pretty human was thick and round and so curvy that my cock had been hard just from thoughts of her. I envisioned her standing before me completely nude, the fantasy painting a vivid image in my mind. She had thick thighs, wide hips, a soft rounded belly, and tits large enough to feel substantial in my paws. And her nipples, hard and colored a dusky rose, had my mouth watering. I wanted to run my fangs over them and bury my hairy, too ugly face between them. Okay.
He's like, I know I'm ugly.
I'm ugly.
I know.
She must have huge titties.
Oh, and she's a round gal. Fatties represent.
He slashes his tail in excitement, and now he's thinking of how it would be to use his tail on her as well. He's quickly brought out of the fantasy from the smell of the decaying roses in his room. He breaks the vase full of them in rage and then turns back to the window. He watches the breeze ruffle her dress and exposes some of her thigh. He palms his dick and he starts jerking off. He comes all over his window, but he's not done. He comes a second time, watching her bent over, picking flowers, and he knows that one day he'll take her ass too.
I ran my big, meaty hand over the girthy length, mindful of my claws as I stroked myself. I imagined thrusting into her and making Belle take every heavy inch, knowing it would hurt her, but picturing her crying out and clutching me, telling me she couldn't take anymore. I ran my thumb over the nodule at the top of my cock head, knowing the firm piece of tissue would become harder and rub her from the inside out, reaching hidden places until she came all over me, gushing on me, and making a mess the same way I would when I got off. Oh my god, this guy's like so horny. Relax.
Doesn't he like leak too?
Yeah.
Like before he even comes, he's just gushing cum.
He's giving me the ick.
No, you said.
It's just a slow dribble.
Yeah. You said that you'd be fine with it if he's your sugar daddy.
That's your man.
Well, yeah, if I'm getting paid, I'm there.
He comes a third time with a loud growl, and then he watches her leave the garden.
Belle starts getting a little bit of cabin fever. Since she's so lonely, she actually starts looking forward to dinner every night with the Beast. Before dinner, she was in the hallway looking at artwork when she felt that she wasn't alone. She looked down the corridor and Beastie's watching her.
Get out of here.
But she found instead of hesitation and fear, she was overwhelmed with the feeling of warmth and want. She started walking closer to him. She walked right up to him, hovered her hands over his hairy chest.
My female, he growled out in that rumbled deep voice of his. Touch me, take your fill, ease your curiosity. I didn't think I'd ever get used to his inhumane voice, but I liked it. My female.
Just as she was finally about to touch him, there's a loud bang from the kitchen and it snaps her back to reality and the Beast growls at the disturbance.
It had me shivering, which had nothing to do with fear. I felt an unusual warmth settling between my thighs instead and clenched my legs together. Girl.
That makes my pussy wet.
Yeah.
She steps back and he steps forward, making her feel like prey.
Again, I felt more heat, more wetness between my thighs, watched as his nostrils flared and heard him inhale deeply, and I realized he could scent me, and I knew he liked it. Yeah, girl, he's been stalking your ass. Of course he likes it.
He's a, that's all you, girl? He walked her back until she was pressed up against the wall, and she's hella soaked. He huffs and smells the air, taking in her arousal, and tells her to eat until she's full tonight, because she's gonna need all the energy she can get since he has plans to have her bathe him.
Oh, wait, like, he has plans for her to bathe him?
Yeah.
She's giving daddy a bath.
I'd be like, what the fuck?
He's like, make sure you're full, because you're gonna give me a bath.
You're gonna be putting in work in later.
She has to drive him over to the dog wash. Get him in that table.
After dinner, it's bath time. As he was undressing, she kept her wandering eyes to herself, and he sunk himself in the tub. She grabbed the washcloth and started scrubbing. She washed his arms, and when it got to his horns, he started purring away, because Beastie likey. He admits that she wasn't a random pick. He had Pierre gather all the information he could on her, her likes, her dislikes, even going as far to fill his entire library with romance novels once he found out those were her favorite books. He wanted to do everything possible to keep her comfortable and happy because the first time that he saw her in the village, he knew she would be his wife. This admission causes her to pause, so she stopped washing him, but BC says, keeps scrubbing, and she looks down and finally sees his huge, raging boner.
His cock was as thick and long as my forearm, with the same downy dark hair starting right above it and spreading up to his hard, defined abdomen. He's got a hairy wiener.
And a huge, massive dick.
Yeah, huge. That is huge.
Forearm.
Yeah.
You're getting fisted every time.
Yeah, oh my god.
She's like, that is not a dick. That's a fucking log.
The head was a flared crown with a prominent slit at the end. And at the top of the tip, there was what looked like a hard nodule. My mind raced with how that would feel inside, pressing against all kinds of hidden places. Copious amounts of thick white seed were steadily dripping from the slit, falling to his hairy, muscular thighs and dripping to the floor. I couldn't believe how much there was, given the fact that I didn't believe he'd have an orgasm. He's just dripping all over his hair. The floor.
Yeah. Down yeah. His leg to the floor. It's like
his thighs are just permanently crusty.
Yeah. Every time he gets a boner, he's just dripping goo.
Ew, goo.
Ew, yeah. Imagine his thigh hair.
No.
He probably needs to shave it off.
He should.
She's like, god damn, how is that gonna fit inside of me? His dick is also ribbed all the way around.
For her pleasure.
he can see her drooling over him and he's like, yeah, go ahead, girl, try me out.
I'll fill you up to the brim, make you feel like you'll split in two. Oh, God. A vibrating growl left him. And when you don't think you can take anymore, I'll shove even more into you until we both come and I fill you so full of my seed that I'll get you big and swollen with my young. And when I pull out, my cum will pour from you. I'd be like, stop, you're scaring me.
She gasped at his crude words and she's like, I am a lady. How dare you talk dirty to me like that?
I hate this. Oh my God.
Please stop. He brushes it off and tells her, girl, keep fucking scrubbing. She takes a washcloth and wraps it around his beastly dick.
I drag the rag up and down his length, my fingers unable to wrap fully around his girth. Are you kidding?
Yeah. And the size of a forearm and thick.
No. I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe after a bottle of wine.
You want to try the back door?
Oh, God.
Yeah. He gives her some praise at her hand job, and those words really get her going. She's jerking him hard, and his dick is actively weeping. He puts his paw over her hand and guides her how he wants it.
His big, hairy balls were swaying from the force of jerking him off. Big, hairy balls. Those twin weights swinging freely beneath the length. Do you see that, wife? He growled, and I felt my eye grow even wider in shock and more cum spilled out. That's all for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank
you. He tells her he's fixing to fuck her, and when he does, he won't stop until she's absolutely dripping with his cum. He finally comes, and it's so much, it sprays past her along the wall and covers the floor.
Oh my God.
She's like dodging it. It's the next day and she keeps replaying their encounter. After the bath, she literally ran right to her room and just started rubbing one out, and she realized she's really starting to like Beastie. As she's daydreaming, someone clears her throat and tells her she's received a letter. It's from her dad, and he states he's in trouble again and needs her help.
I'd be like, Dad, fuck off.
Yeah, you already sold me. What more can I do for you?
Yeah. He's like, ask your Beast boyfriend. Please.
That's what the letter pretty much says. He asks if she can meet him tonight at the South Village entrance and to bring the Beast. She's upset, of course, because he didn't write to check up on her. He only wrote because he needed help. But still, he's her father, so she goes to find the Beast. She was embarrassed to ask for help, but Beastie says, baby girl, we're in this together. If it's help you ask for, it's help you'll get. Which, okay.
Yeah.
She realizes her big, scary Beast is actually a gentle softy. She tells him he is not what she expected, and he tells her she is everything he envisioned. She knows that Beastie would always keep her safe, so she decided to give him a big, fat smooch. The kiss turned into a steamy makeout sesh, and she found his tongue is rough like a cat's, and then he stopped kissing her and starts licking her face and neck.
Oh my God, that would hurt.
Ouch, yeah.
Yeah. I want you in my bed, spread and soaked, that juicy cunt all primed for me when I fuck you for the first time, he growled. But after that first time, I will fuck you in every single room in the castle, marking you with my scent so it saturates the air. All right, do it.
He starts staring at her boobies and he's like, yeah, I want a titty fuck and then come all over your neck and smear it down your body.
Oh my God. Oh my God. He's so much.
Yeah, he's so horny.
Yeah.
They get to the edge of the village and Belle sees her dad pacing back and forth. Beastie stopped a short distance away and then sniffed, immediately knowing something's off. Now Belle feels it too and says something is wrong. Not one moment later, they get bucked off the horse, and as she hits the ground, someone grabs her roughly by the hair and tosses her away from the Beast. She sees several men with pitchforks and she realizes this is an ambush. Her dad keeps apologizing and tells her he had to do this. And finally, Gaston steps forward and tells her the Beast is evil and he needs to be ridden from this earth. The Beast does not deserve her, but he does.
Gaston.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
As all the people start charging for the Beast, Beastie went wild. He just starts murdering. He tells her dad to scram before he kills him too, and then turns to Gaston and tells him he's about to die a slow, painful death.
Get him.
Gaston tries shooting him, but the shot misses, and before he could shoot again, Beastie snapped his wrist and lifted him up by the neck and plunged his fist into Gaston's chest and pulled out his heart.
Nice.
He extends his hand with the heart and offers it to Belle. He says, for you, my wife.
Aww,
he's like
cute.
A cat bringing her a yeah. prize.
And she's so horny. She's like, oh, a beating heart. Oh my God. Beastie sniffs the air, smelling her arousal, and tells her to run fast because when he catches her, he's going to fuck her until there's no doubt who she belongs to.
The Beast is chasing after Belle, thinking about how he's going to bang the shit out of her when he catches her. He rips his pants off mid-run, and he's already leaking from his wiener. It says it's a steady flow.
Yeah, sounds like it.
He's just leaving a trail.
A literal snail trail.
Yeah. He's letting her think that she's ahead of him, but he's just watching her flail all around the woods, and he can smell her fear, but also her arousal. When he gets close enough, he slashes out and rips the back of her dress down the middle.
She cried out, and it wasn't a cry of fear, but of excitement. Run faster, little rabbit. I can smell your sweet honey-coated pussy.
Honey-coated pussy.
He tears at her dress some more, and then she falls down, so he gets on top of her, caging her in with his paws. And now he can see her nice-ass titties. He tells her he's gonna devour her and forces her thighs open. He demands that she tells him that she is his and will surrender to him, but she won't. So he tells her to be a good girl and answer her husband, and she confesses that something has changed. She wants him.
The aroma of her soaked pussy had my cock jerking and leaking copious amounts of cum, dripping between her thighs. I wanted to rub all that seed into her flesh, make her smell like me until she was marked as mine and mine alone. My focus was trained on the side of those twin fleshy mounds, shaking as she gave me a soft, sweet moan. I see myself as yours, Beast.
Aww. Twin mounds.
Cute. That's those cute. Soft mounds.
She tells him to fuck his wife the primal way he desires. He rewards her by spitting on her pussy and then spanking it with his tail.
Be still and let your monster of a husband spank this little pussy. I brought my tail down again, over and over on her soaked folds at the same time I let go of her thigh and moved my paw up the center of her chest, encircled her slender throat. I added pressure to her neck as I kept swatting her pussy, making sure I spanked her clit harder each time I brought it down. She thrashed her head back and forth as I grew feral with the need to sink deep into her cunt, to make her stretch, to make her cry out because I was far too big for her to take comfortably. Oh my God, he's slapping your pussy so much.
So much. She tells him she doesn't know how much more she can take, but he tells her she will take it all and then beg for more. Then he starts licking her all over her face.
My cock was a leaking faucet of cum, my seed smearing all over her thighs, my cock throbbing with need. The tissue in the center of my shaft throbbed, just waiting to be buried in her pussy so it could swell and knot inside of her, keeping us locked so she was forced to take my cum.
Stop. I think I would like break out in a rash if he was like licking my face.
Yes. Yeah. Also, I don't know why them saying like the tissue, the knot of tissue, the tissue on my shaft. I don't like it. I don't like it.
He brings the tip of his tail to his nose to smell it and tells her he's gonna fuck her right here on the dirty ground. And then he brings her knees up to her chest.
And then I spit on her cunt again right before I leaned in and started licking at her juicy folds. Although she was drenched, her pussy cream dripping down the crease of her ass, Belle needed to be good and sloppy for when I finally fucked her. My cock was too long, too thick and big, and she would need all the help she could get taking every last inch. My fangs and tusks and the overall size of my face made it hard to do much else but lick her cleft and clit. I wanted to get in there nice and deep, suck that bundle of nerves at the apex of her thighs, and feel her quiver and come for me. He's like, but my face is just too big.
Get that sandpaper tongue away from my clit.
Yeah, yeah. Literally, get it away from my sensitive little vagina.
He's as gentle as he can be, but his balls are just so full.
I moved a little lower so I could drag my tongue along her tight asshole, her pussy cream having slipped down the crease to coat the tight ring of muscle. I pressed my tongue into her, forcing it inside of her sweet, supple body. Stop it. He's too much for me. I don't like this beast.
Then he decides to just lick her entire body. Then he thrusts his tongue in and out of her mouth like he's just... He tells himself he's gonna fuck her over and over until she has to walk bow-legged.
I'd be like, I don't want that.
Who wants this?
No, I'd be like, get your fucking nasty tongue out of my vagina.
No, it's going in and out of her mouth now.
Oh, yeah, that. Get it out of my mouth. Stop licking my entire body, please.
I'd be so overstimulated.
He's just cleaning her like a cat.
Yeah.
Fuck. Then he sits up and starts jerking off as copious amounts of pre-cum soak her puss, and he starts to play with her clit. He pushes his tail into her, fucking her with it.
My focus was riveted to her cunt. Her pussy hole was filled with my tail. Her folds covered in cum from my leaking cock. And when she squirted, clear fluid sprang from that pretty pussy and covering the base of my tail and tops of my thighs. I came too. I grunted and growled as my seed made a mess all over her. And when she gasped and I felt her pussy muscles tighten again on my tail, feeling her climax again, my entire body shook with ecstasy. Cum poured out of me and I caught it in my paw, filling my palm with the hot, thick seed before looking back at my wife. Open for me, sweetheart. Enough with the cum.
So much cum.
He's like, I caught it.
Here.
More for you. here.
There's so much of it that it's dripping out of his hands and he pours it into her mouth, telling her to swallow every last drop.
No.
Then he starts to rub his fuzzy cheeks all over her body, claiming her. He's hard again and ready to breed his wife. Then he tells her to give him her neck. She does, and he sinks his teeth into her, marking her as his. He knows it'll heal, but he'll do this every time they fuck, so the world knows who she belongs to. Then he rubs his cheeks through the blood, coating them both with it.
Fuck, that smelled good. It tasted even better when I ran my tongue over my lips, lapping at the blood, her pussy cream, and the clean taste of her asshole after eating her out.
That's a lot of fluid. Now he tells her it's time for fucking, and she says she's ready.
Reach down and grab my huge cock, place it at your cunt, and then hold on because I'm going to fuck you until you can't see straight. Oh my God. I'd be like, please be gentle with me. Oh my God.
Is she a virgin? I feel like she's a virgin too.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to whip you in fucking half. Yeah. God. I felt her fingers tremble as she shoved her hand between our bodies, took hold of my leaking cock, and placed the knobby head at her hole, then slowly pushed in, taking her virginity before slowly pulling out. Knobby head.
Fuck no.
He commands her to grab his horns and stroke them as if they were his dicks. She does, and he teases her asshole with his tail. He tells her she's so small and frail, and she's taking a monster cock like she was made for it, and she tells him to never stop.
I would be like, what does that mean? What, do I have a gaping vagina? Like, why did you say it like that?
He's like, you're so small and frail.
But your pussy's huge.
He tells her he won't stop. She'll be taking his cum every night until she's addicted. He shoves his tail into her ass and then starts fucking her hard and fast, demanding that she comes again. She comes, and then he starts to come too, which sets off his knot. She's still stroking his horns, which is making his orgasm crazy intense, and he comes so much that it's spilling out of her. He licks at the blood on her neck until his knot goes down, and he reluctantly pulls out of her.
I wanted nothing more than to plunge back inside, but the next best thing was keeping her gloriously thick thighs spread open so I could be a voyeur and watch as my cum poured out of her like a geyser. Thick rivers of semen slipped out of her pussy hole and slid down the crack of her ass to pool underneath her on the ground. He's a freak.
Can you imagine standing up after that?
No. Just a gallon of cum pours out of you.
For like the next hour, it's just going to continue.
Just, yep. Yeah, you'd be squelchy.
Yeah.
He scoops her up and carries her back to the castle as Belle wonders how she fell so hard and fast for this beast. Which, why? They've had no emotional connection, but she loves him.
Yeah, she does.
She thanks him for protecting her, and he tells her he will always protect her because she is his life. He brings her to bed while he gets a wet washcloth and begins to clean her off. They snuggle in bed, and she tells him he's beautiful. He says he's a monster, and she says, no, you're fearsome, strong, and protective. Now he's hard all over again and leaking all over her.
Not the bed. Right? They're going to have to change their sheets.
No, madam's gonna have to change their sheets.
Or madam.
Yeah. I bet they get their sheets changed every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says one day he'll make her fall in love with him, and she says she's already on her way there, and then he fucks her again. We're in the epilogue. They're just hanging out in the library together. The Beast commands her to bend over and pull her ass cheeks apart so he can see her whole. And being the dutiful wife, she does just that.
When I reached back and grabbed my ass cheeks, pulling them apart so wide I felt the hole open slightly, I heard my husband growl again behind me. That's it. I cried out and my body jerked on its own when I felt a sharp sting on my asshole. I didn't have to look over my shoulder to know he was spanking my anus with his tail. Why?
He spanks her butthole a few times and then comes on her butthole, then proceeds to spit on it. Then he puts his dick against it.
Oh God, I can feel the nodule at the top. I gasp moaned, and he growled as he pushed in an inch as soon as I let go of him. I knew that firm piece of flesh would rub on that sensitive spot deep inside of me. Knew that he'd make me come hard again, squirting so I got him all wet and sticky with my juices. There's so many like fluids in this book.
I know.
It's a very wet book.
It is moist.
He pushes all the way in and she tells him how big his dick is, which he loves to hear. She bites her lip so hard it starts to bleed, so the Beast licks it right off of her face. He starts fucking her hard and he's like, "You like this animal fucking you, don't you?" And she cries out, "Yes."
Yes.
He starts to play with her clit as his big hairy balls slap her thighs and they both nice. Come together.
With a harsh groan, he pulled out of me and I felt all his cum start to slip from me. The Beast kept my cheeks spread open so he could watch and rumbled out a sound of pure masculine approval that I loved hearing. "I will never get tired of watching you spread open as my seed slips from your body." Okay.
Okay.
He picks her up and carries her to the bathroom to give her a bath. He washes her and tells her when he's done, he's taking her to bed and giving her a full body massage. He makes good on his promise and she tells him that she is his, always. And he says, "That's right, because the Beast finally captured the beauty's heart." The end.
Wow.
So, Riley, how many red pepper emojis do you give this one?
It's a true love story, Riley.
A tale as old as time. I think I give it 3. It was entertaining. The smile really wasn't for me. It's too freaky.
It was a lot of fluid.
Very wet.
It was. Do you think the Beast is sexy?
Not really. He kind of freaks me out.
And would you trade places with Belle?
God, no.
You said you would.
Okay, if I was getting paid.
You would deal with all the fluid to get paid?
Yeah, because I feel like eventually I would give in and like fall in love, blah, blah. But like... in the, like, if I didn't have to switch places, no, I wouldn't. Because, like, I don't want a dad that's in copious amounts of debt to, like, loan sharks and stuff, you know? And I don't want to, like, have to fuck this Beast or his tail or his tissue knot.
Also, like, think about how many showers you'd have to take a day.
So many.
Yeah.
And also, I'd like to point out, I said yes, I would do this before I knew how much fluid... was going to be present.
And you were so confident, yeah. Though, so
I was. We take that back. I'm not down.
Well, next week we're telling Riley all about Romanced by the Rat by GM Fairy, and we're gonna have her look at the cover and give us her best guess on what it might be about.
Well, I already know that this is a Ratatouille-esque book. Okay, there is a man on the cover and a rat is on his head, and then there's her. Okay, I think I'm just gonna go off the wall here. I know it's not right. Can't be right. The man is controlled by the rat. And this girl, he meets this girl. They work in a restaurant together. He meets the girl. He starts falling in love with the girl. But actually, it's the rat falling in love with the girl because the rat controls the boy. The girl falls in love with the boy. They start making love, you know, doing things. But then the rat makes his presence known. And he says, "Hey, like, it's actually me." And she's okay with it. But, like, he keeps his human form, but he's still there. How'd I do?
It was, like, kind of close. The rat is definitely involved.
Good.
It's bestiality.
Oh, it's not. That's
scary. GM Fairy.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at @smutupandlistenpodcast and on TikTok at @smutupandlisten.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.